Welcome back to my podcast, Lessons Learned. Today is going to be Season 2, Episode 15, and we're going to talk a little bit about the subconscious mind and the connection to the universe. So as always, before we get started, like, comment, follow, and sign up for my email list. Now, today is going to be a continuation of Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich, and it's how to properly use your subconscious mind to connect with greater intelligence. And this is going to be his 11th step in acquiring riches. So your subconscious mind is the key to living the life you want to live. By controlling your subconscious mind, then you're going to be able to accomplish your goals and acquire wealth if that's one of your goals. So it's not always about just acquiring wealth, because some people have that wealth, but you can also acquire happiness as well as build great relationships by controlling your subconscious mind. So Napoleon Hill states that your subconscious mind stores every impulse of thought that reaches your objective mind through your five senses. And these thoughts may be called upon later through your memories. Your subconscious mind never stops working. It's there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It just keeps going all the time. And most of you will probably know that, understand that. You just constantly are having thoughts in and out of your mind. They say you have 60,000 thoughts a day. So your subconscious mind, that's your connection to infinite intelligence. It uses the power derived from infinite intelligence to convert your desires into their physical equivalents. It uses the most practical means to accomplish this conversion. You cannot control your subconscious mind completely. You just can't do it. Inadvertent thoughts, they're gonna find their way in. It always happens. 60,000 thoughts a day cannot be controlled. But the control you do have is accomplished by voluntarily thinking, speaking, and visualizing your plan or your desire. It takes time to connect with infinite intelligence through your controlled thoughts. So don't get discouraged. To connect with infinite intelligence and turn your dreams into reality, that's a process. And you must trust the process, because to master this process is going to take time. Patience and persistence are your best friends. Since your subconscious mind never stops working, you must train yourself to control your thoughts. Your subconscious mind stores your controlled thoughts, but it also works inadvertently from your uncontrolled thoughts. It can bring you fear and poverty as easily as it can bring you wealth and happiness. So develop a practice daily of controlling your thoughts through positive affirmations and meditation. The more you practice, the more you're going to begin to believe. And continued practice will turn your belief into faith. You must be persistent until you have reached that level of faith. And once you reach the level of faith, you will be able to control the negative thoughts and replace them with positive thoughts. For example, let's say that you receive an unexpected large bill. Without faith, your first thoughts will probably be fear and how are you going to pay for it. With faith, your mind will be calm because you know that that money will come to you to pay that bill in full. So your subconscious mind works best when your thoughts are mixed with feelings and emotions. It doesn't work well with thoughts coming from the reasoning part of your mind. Now, last week, I talked about sex being our strongest emotion. So if you tap into this emotion, it's going to increase the output of your subconscious mind. Now, Hill further states, quote, "There is evidence to support the theory that only emotionalized thoughts have any actionable influence upon the subconscious mind. Therefore, don't just think about your desire. Feel the emotions that you will feel after manifesting that desire. And before visualizing how your life will be, think of something that evokes an emotion in you." And I've spoken about this many times. You know, I always think back to that first time I met my wife, and it really brings up a lot of emotion in me. So remember, emotions can be positive or negative. Now here's a list of 7 major positive and negative emotions. Positive emotions: desire, faith, sex, enthusiasm, romance, hope. Now here's some negative emotions: fear, jealousy, hatred, revenge, greed, superstition, anger. Positive and negative emotions cannot occupy the mind at the same time. Only one can dominate. So avoid these negative emotions and make sure that positive emotions become your dominating influence in your subconscious mind. Well, I hope this provides you a little insight on the subconscious mind and its connection to the universe. So once again, don't forget to like, comment, follow, sign up for my email list. You know, I appreciate every person who reads these posts, listens to my podcast. And just don't forget to get on board, because this train is moving on. You can get on, you can get off, but the train keeps moving on. We're going to the top of the mountain. I will see you in the next episode.